Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Reality. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Sunday, February 20th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Let Him Lead You. Our text is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Pastor Chris says, in Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 4, we see the disciples acting out the instructions of the Lord Jesus. In Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus had said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. In Acts 13, the apostles responded to that instruction through prayer. The Bible tells us that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. What the Bible tells us next is most inspiring. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Now, who commissioned these two laborers and sent them forth? The Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 8 verse 26, we see another beautiful story of how the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, asking him to go somewhere. Later on, the Holy Spirit instructed Philip to join himself to the chariot of an Ethiopian eunuch, a member of the court of Candace, the Ethiopian queen. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him. Philip did as he was instructed, and found the eunuch sitting in his chariot, reading the book of the prophet Isaiah, but couldn't understand it. Philip offered to explain and further announced to the Ethiopian eunuch the gospel of Jesus. And in the end, the eunuch was saved and baptized. Again, we see the Holy Spirit sending a man into the mission field for the work of harvest. The Holy Spirit is here for a purpose. He is the Lord of the harvest, and through his grace and power that's at work in us, we can be effective witnesses of the resurrected Christ. Recognize and take your place as a co-laborer with him, as he leads you in the work as a soul winner and a soul builder. Follow his guidance and direction. Praise the Lord. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest, lives in me to guide me in winning souls and establishing them in the kingdom. I take advantage of his grace and power in me to be an effective witness of the gospel and the resurrected Christ, fulfilling my calling every day as a soul winner and a soul builder. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Luke chapter 10 verse 2 and Matthew chapter 9 verses 37 and 38. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, recognize and take your place as a co-laborer with him, as he leads you in the work as a soul winner and a soul builder. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaridge.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaridge.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.